It is the radio segment that has pink eye, and it's pretty catchy. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Victorville, California. A 34-year-old father of two named Jimmy Williams has been in hot water with authorities for quite a while now. In fact, he's been arrested or detained at least four times in the last couple of years for all kinds of things ranging from criminal trespassing to Grand Theft Auto.
So he's kind of like a Renaissance man of crime.
Yeah, he's in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. He's innocent. He never did any of those things.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Why is he getting arrested? Well, he just happens to share the same name as another Jimmy Williams in the area who can't stop breaking the law.
It's true.
I didn't believe him either.
Do you know what? I know a Jimmy Williams as well.
Uh-oh.
That must be a really common name.
The cops keep making the same mistake because both Jimmys spell their name the same way. J-I-M-M-I-E.
Oh, yeah, and that's interesting.
They actually have the exact same birthday as well.
No. Oh, my God!
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. How frustrating for this man.
Last week was different, though, because a cop showed up at his door and wouldn't listen when he tried to explain.
Oh, no.
And the good Jimmy resisted when they tried to cuff him.
No.
Oh, good Jimmy.
Good Jimmy went bad Jimmy for a second.
But you've got to understand. He's like, this is the fourth time.
I'm tired of this crap.
Yes.
Maybe he was just getting sick of the whole thing, but he's never been arrested for something that he did before. And now he's facing his own felony charge for obstruction and had to post a $2,500 bond just to get out of jail. The whole thing was caught on his doorbell camera, and the cops are working with him to clear things up. But if the charges stick, he'll actually have a felony on his record, and he could lose his job
because
the real bad Jimmy that turned good Jimmy into a bad Jimmy. I know it's hard to keep up with, but you get it.
Do you think bad Jimmy's just taking credit for all the good work that good Jimmy's doing?
Some of his friends and family think it would be easier if he just changed his name, but he refuses.
Yeah.
Or move. Just let the bad Jimmy have his place, you know? This next laser story is out of Eustis, Florida. A 53-year-old guy named David Joe DeVos broke into a dollar store in the middle of the night last week.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Can't be worth it.
Yeah.
He stole 2 4-packs of beer while wearing a t-shirt that said, "This guy needs beer."
Well,
it's true.
At least he's very, very forward with what his motive is.
He could have picked any type of beer, but he went with Natural Ice because, you know, you're classy when you're wearing a shirt that says, "This guy needs beer."
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he got away before the cops got there, but as the cops were reviewing the security tape, David strolled back in, drunk, and tried to steal some smoked sausages.
Beer munchies.
Yeah.
Yep. The manager recognized him from the security tape because he was still wearing the same t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he's now facing charges for theft, burglary, and criminal mischief.
You know, he has a really bad time party planning. You obviously get the beer and sausage together.
Yeah.
This next story is out of Great Manchester, England. The other day, a woman and her daughter were going through the drive-thru at a restaurant called The Burger Joint.
Mm.
But instead of using their car, the two tried to ride their horses through it.
Hey, that works in some. It works in some states still.
The staff told them that they couldn't serve them. Their safety policy says you have to be in a car. Riding a horse doesn't count. So the woman had a perfectly rational response. She got off her horse, walked inside, and then let it poop right there on the floor. It's better than here in America. In America, the humans poop on the floor. Remember that from a while ago? Somebody called the cops, and the woman ended up getting a ticket with a fine for, quote, causing alarm and distress.
Yeah. Like, it would have been really hard for her to just walk in and order at the counter and then go back out to her horse.
Her name wasn't released, and the manager at the Burger Joint says it's also not going to release the security footage, probably because the security footage is amazing and we all should see it.
Yeah.
Wish they would release it, but that's fine. This next legend story is out of Coffee World. There's a 46-year-old guy named Rafael Winter Lozano, and it's his mission in life to visit every single Starbucks location on the planet.
Rainbow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
he's been at
it. On our block alone, it'll take you half a day.
He's been at it since 1997, and
Whoa.
So far, he's hit 14,403 of their locations.
Whoa.
That includes 11,326 in America and 3,077 in more than 50 other countries, and he has spent more than $150,000 on his quest.
Dang.
So how is he pulling it off? Well, he's a computer programmer who just takes contract work that he can do anywhere, so he can travel, go to Starbucks, and then get his work done at the Starbucks.
Oh, They have great Wi-Fi.
I bet he has the most like complicated order in the history of orders because he's had so much coffee.
I don't know. Maybe he's over it and he's just with the black coffee now.
Just give me the
drip. Just give me a cup of coffee. That's all I want.
There are two more things you should know about Raphael. One, there are more than 27,000 Starbucks locations worldwide, so he's only about halfway through visiting all of them. And two, he says he doesn't even like the taste of their coffee that much.
What? Then why is he doing
this? Why pursue this?
This next laser story
is
out of baby name headquarters. The website nameberry.com just went through the Social Security Administration's data on baby names from last year to find out some of the craziest names that multiple parents decided to give their kids. Here are some of the highlights. Last year, there were 141 babies named Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, there's already Mercedes out there, right? There's a lot of Mercedes. I don't know anybody named BMW yet. But.
130 girls and 11 boys named Tesla. 51 girls in America were born with the name Isis, which is unfortunate.
Yikes. Yeah.
24 were named Lucifer.
What?
Also, last year, 12 girls and 6 boys were named Espen. ESPN. They actually named their kid after the sport network.
Yeah, and you know they're not going to be able to play sports if you name them Espen.
7 girls and 6 boys were named Moo.
Moo?
Like the sound of a cow. M-O-O.
I knew a girl named Mona Lisa, and that wasn't supposed to be her name, but her mom was not from this country and had a thick accent, and so the nurse didn't understand her, and then they just went with it.
Why not? 11 boys were named Arson. 10 girls in America were named Yo-Yo.
What?
And last year, 7 boys were named Stalin, 6 girls were named Adobe, and 5 rockin' boys were named Slayer.
Slayer? Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the study of life. Have you ever thought, what does a perfect day look like? Well, a new study asked 2,000 people to break down their idea of a perfect day, and it came up with this formula. Here are the elements. Wake up at 8:15 in the morning.
That sounds nice.
A nice time to wake up. The temperature is 74 degrees.
Ooh, lovely.
And you get to spend 3 hours outside.
That's it.
Okay.
You see 2 friends and spend 3 hours socializing.
Love it.
You spend 4 hours with your family.
God, we're fitting a lot in this one day.
Well, when you get up at 8:15, it's already 74 degrees. It's time to get out there and get cracking, you know? You also spend 1 hour exercising, 2 hours reading, 3 hours watching TV, 3 hours listening to music, and 4 hours of relaxation. Oh, that's a lot.
It just feels like we were up for 72 hours.
Yeah, I'm exhausted reading
all that. Yeah.
You also spend a total of 2 hours eating, and you're in bed at 10:50 p.m.
We can fit all that in one day. I am running my days incorrectly.
If you add that all up, it does come to 25 hours of stuff to do. So obviously, there's going to be a little overlap. But regardless, it seems like the bar for a perfect day isn't that hard to achieve. And believe it or not, the average person says they have 15 perfect days every year.
Just take the exercise and reading out. That's my perfect day.
Yeah, and the socializing. Take the socializing out for me.
There you go.
And the reading, too. Neither of you want that either, right?
Outdowns, no.
Yeah. So basically,
well, if it's walking down a city street, a concrete city street, looking at like graffiti and trash, I love that. That makes me feel so comfortable. So that, I could use some outdoors time. I know somebody who has a perfect day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's this guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.